From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, March the 30th through Sunday, April 2nd. I'm Philip Grant. Politico New York reported the state budget is now later than it has ever been since Andrew Cuomo became governor. Negotiations remain stuck over the $150 billion plus spending plan on Saturday, April the 1st. A Cuomo spokesman declined comment on the status of the talks, but the issues said to be holding up approval include raising the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18, reviving a New York City housing subsidy program, and the amount of money going to public schools. Cuomo declared the weekend a grace period after the midnight deadline was missed on Friday. By Monday, Cuomo is prepared to issue the first emergency spending resolution. State payroll comes due on Tuesday. Daily Freeman reported a small plane with four people on board flipped over while landing at Sky Acres Airport in Unionville, Dutchess County, on Sunday, April the 2nd. One passenger suffered minor injuries and was hospitalized as a result. State police said the Cessna was attempting to land on runway 17 when it ran off the east shoulder and came to rest overturned in a small pond. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Village of Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman recently announced additional special services available through the Chatham Cares for You program. Speaking at the Hudson Library last weekend, Volkman told the crowd that after a person is placed in treatment through Chatham Cares, the person's family can now request the services for a detection dog to check their home for drugs. The dogs are there, too, and I quote, check the house to make sure it's safe, end quote, he said. Volkman, who heads the part-time Village Police Department, started the Chatham Cares for You program last summer. Based on the program in Gloucester, Massachusetts, anyone struggling with addiction can come to the Village Police Station and request help. The police then locate a treatment bed for the person and provide transportation to the treatment center at no cost. People seeking help are not arrested as long as they are not the subject of an outstanding warrant. To date, the program has helped more than 80 people find treatment. Pat Doxey reported in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature will hold two public hearings on Tuesday, April the 4th, on two proposed local laws. One of those laws would regulate pet breeders in the county. The second would make cyberbullying by minors a misdemeanor offense. The legislature voted last month to enact both measures. Under the new pet law, breeders in Ulster County would be required to obtain a permit and comply with minimum standards of care. The law is intended to keep puppy mills out of Ulster County. The cyberbullying law would make it a crime for a person to electronically transmit information not of public concern that they know will inflict emotional harm. Violators of the law under the age of 16 are to be charged as juvenile delinquents and prosecuted in family court. Violators over the age of 16 would be charged with a misdemeanor. A first-time offender could be sentenced to probation for the crime. Repeat offenders could face jail time. The hearings will be held beginning at 10 a.m. in the Legislative Chamber of the Ulster County Office Building in Kingston. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials considered alternatives to incarceration during a recent county legislature workshop on the proposed county jail project. District Attorney Joseph Stanzioni said some of the individuals now incarcerated in the existing county facility are people he wants to see eligible for drug court, a program used in conjunction with probation intended to keep offenders out of the prison system. Another eligible group are those charged with felonies but not considered a general danger to society. Stanzioni said, and I quote, we've got people, talented people, addicted to drugs. They have the possibility of rehabilitation, end quote. The drug court program has 20 participants at present and has been in place for 10 years. Stanzioni said, another alternative to jail time for misdemeanor charges is community service. Rosa Atchison reported in the Register Star that a bus will soon be available to the elderly and disabled in Columbia County to get to medical appointments and community outings. The American Joint Care Foundation will soon provide a 14-passenger van with space for 6 wheelchairs. The foundation currently has a vehicle to assist residents of the Whittier Rehabilitation and Skilled Nursing Center in getting to appointments and events. The Happy Bus fundraiser was held at Whittier last week. Funding is being sought from the State Department of Transportation Enhanced Mobility of Seniors and Individuals with Disabilities Program. The foundation must raise 20% of the $70,000 bus purchase price, or $14,000, to be approved by the grant. The event in March was one of five fundraisers held to help with the purchase. Daniel Zuckerman in the Daily Mail reports that work resumed last week on the $12.5 million Catskill Sewer Project on Brooks Lane in Jefferson Heights. Winter weather halted the project in December. Delaware engineering designer Travis Smiegel says they restarted there because of traffic on the Catskill Golf Resort. He said, and I quote, "Obviously, with the golf season kicking off, we want to get that done soon before all the traffic comes," end quote. Smiegel also warned drivers may see delays from Route 23B to the entrance of the New York State Thruway on Route 23B overpass because of the sewer construction this spring. The story says the project, and I quote, "will initially cost the average single-family home in the new sewer district between $800 to $900 a year to pay back the incurred debt," end quote. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis could not say on March the 30th what the exact increase in water bills will be after the project is completed. Davis said, and I quote, "as you work through this, there will be costs that will be incurred," end quote. Finally, on April 7th, the Mountain Eagle will distribute 20,000 free issues of its spring quarterly edition to every household in Schoharie County and to many others in eastern Delaware and northeastern Greene counties. The Schoharie News recently bought the 34-year-old Mountain Eagle newspaper from Columbia Greene Media. Columbia Greene Media also recently shuttered the Windham Journal, folding it into the Thursday edition of the Daily Mail beginning in April. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 58 degrees. For Monday night, there will be rain, mainly after 11 p.m., with a temperature low at 45 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm with a temperature high near 48 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of rain before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 38. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 6:32 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:24 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the third day of April 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.